I was talking about this on TV last week. I escape always into a rich fantasy life that comes from an unhappy childhood. My parents did not want me when I was a child. They put a live teddy bear in my crib, you know? I come from a poor family. My father worked at Coney Island. He had a concession on the boardwalk where you knock over milk bottles with baseballs, which I could never do for my entire childhood. There was a tidal wave at Coney Island when I was a child that ripped up the boardwalk and did about $1 million worth of damage, houses and everything. The only thing left standing were those little milk bottles, you know? I would say over-disciplined, which is really humiliating. I had to be home 9:30 prom night. I made a reservation at the Copacabana for 5 o'clock. I took my date and we watched them set up. Now, I was invited when I was a kid, I will never forget this, to Seymour Gutkin's birthday party. And I loathe birthday parties because my mother used to make me wear my cousin's hand-me-downs all the time, you know, and she was not my size, you know, it's really humiliating. And so I wouldn't lose them. My mother would pin my mittens to my sleeves, you know, and that day I had on a short-sleeve shirt and I looked like this, you know, I was like strangling. And at that age, I identified with Superman. That was my thing. I felt Superman and I had many traits in common. He used to go into telephone booths and remove his clothing all the time. So did I, you know. And I took my parents' best tablecloth, their Hotel Dixie tablecloth, and I tie it around my neck, you know, a pin there, and it drapes behind me, and I look like Superman, but really good. And I tuck my cape tablecloth in, and I'm ready for action. And I go out to Gutkin's birthday party, and I'm riding the BMT subway. And I'm coming into the Avenue J station in Brooklyn, and I look out on the platform, and I see Hermina Jaffe is being molested. Hermina Jaffe, I adored. She was the wildest kid in school. She was 5 years old, but an absolute murderer. She was sexy. She had an overbite, and that killed me, you know? She had the biggest overbite in Brooklyn, you know? She used to eat a piece of toast and finish the outer edge first on it. So the train pulls into the platform, and I get out, you know, and the doors open there, and I take my cape out behind me, you know, and I'm really looking like Superman. I was a dashing kid, and she's being annoyed by Guy de Maupassant Rabinowitz. He was the worst kid in the neighborhood. I loathe him. In the early 1940s, in the Roosevelt-Dewey election, his parents voted for Hitler. And I say to him, you know, take your hands off her, Gita. And I pull my cape out, you know. I really look Supermanish. And he says to me, knock off, four eyes. I have bad eyesight and I'm sensitive about it. When I take an eye test, the optometrist points to the letters and he calls them out. He says, true or false. And I'm all set to smack him in the mouth and the doors to the subway close on my cape and the train pulls out. I'm hanging by my neck for 22 blocks. You know, trains are going past me and the third rail is underfoot. And I don't know if you know the New York subway system or not, but that's safer than riding inside the train. I was, as a matter of fact, when I think of it, terrorized as an adolescent. I was not that young when it happened. I was, I guess about 13 or so at the time, I was on my way to an amateur music contest. And my family is musical, you should know that. My father used to play the tuba as a young man. He tried to play the tuba. He tried to play Flight of the Bumblebee on the tuba. He blew his liver out through the horn, you know? And I'm on the subway with my clarinet, Jerry jazz musician style, unwrapped and everything. And these 12 guys come running through the subway, but really hairy knuckle types, you know, race through. Apparently they had just come from a settlement house, you know, because they were dribbling a social worker as they went through the car, you know? But they stop right over me, you know, because I was conspicuous because I had just eaten a seafood lunch and I'd forgotten to remove the lobster bib, you know? So I look like a farmer with a fat tie, you know, and Neptune on it. They stand over me and they start cursing and smoking and tearing up seats, you know, and I don't say anything, you know. I just sit there and look down, continue reading Heidi. And all of a sudden, the leader puts his finger under my neck like this and goes, phew. I got up. And he snapped his knee up quickly, and I refused to give him the satisfaction of doubling over.
But I did
one of the greatest imitations of Lily Pons you've ever heard. I hit an M over high C on the BMT. Showed up an hour late for the music contest. Came in second anyhow.
I won.
2 weeks at interfaith camp, where I was sadistically beaten by boys of all races and creeds.